pitch.
How's the team doing moving past the loss? I mean, I know you guys have the 24-hour rule, but you know, are you keeping to it? Is it lingering? Does this one still hurt?
It definitely took a little more than a day for me. I'm not sure for anybody else, but today is just a new focus on Central Michigan. I mean, not Central Michigan, sorry, but Minnesota. So we're just trying to move forward from there.
What is it about Minnesota? I mean, their offense the last few years, and you think about those last two drives last year in the fourth quarter, they've really been able to move the ball on you guys.
Yeah, we just had to play four quarters. We know they're going to be tough, and you know they're going to come in ready to fight. So we got to just prepare ourselves to play four quarters.
Do you still have visions of them carrying that pig off the field?
Yes, from the past 2 years since my freshman year. So it's not a good feeling to lose any trophy games. We don't have no trophies in our case right now, so we definitely aiming for that.
You hear about things like the trophies being placed in front of the locker room, you guys being made to walk by them. Does that kind of show how important those are to this program?
Yes. They usually, as soon as we walk in our locker room, in our weight room, and then before the game, they're in our locker room. So that's huge that we definitely have to bring that trophy back.
If Gray can't play quarterback for them, does that make them a different-looking team on offense?
Obviously, he's a good player, but the other quarterback's pretty good, too. So, you know, we have to prepare for him. And if not, we still got to prepare just as hard.
James Ferentz just made a comment about how he felt Minnesota was a more excited team the last 2 years when you've played them. Is that something that you kind of notice as well when you think back to those games?
Yeah, they're definitely exciting. You know, they play hard every year. We just got to come in and match their intensity.
How do you match that intensity then? Like, what are the things that you feel you guys as a team have to be able to do?
Just starting to practice, you know, moving around, just getting into it, just being the most excited team out there to play.
This is a big rivalry. Why do you think Minnesota's been the more excited team the past couple of years?
I honestly can't answer that.
This team has shown quarters where it's really good, you know, series where it plays really well, or halves where it plays really well. Why is consistency so hard to develop for an athlete or for a team?
I think as far as our youth game experience, I think we got to really focus that on this week in practice, and hopefully it'll help us next week in the game.
How much of a growing concern have you seen with special teams, and particularly with trying to recover onside kicks? Because obviously you have what happened this past Saturday, and then the last two times we played Minnesota, they've been able to execute onside kicks.
We just got to pay more attention to it, you know, watch a little more special team films. So I just think as a special team unit, we're going to get it corrected, and be all right moving forward.
What's kind of, when you think back to the times that you've been on special teams, what's been your role when you have been in a situation for an onside kick?
I was never in a role for onside kick. I was usually running down on kickoff or on the front line of kick return.
So you've never been on a handstand?
No.